Hi, I'm Doug Seaton, the founder and president of the Upper Midwest Law Center, the nonprofit public interest law firm that fights for liberty and the rule of law, located right here in Golden Valley, Minnesota. Welcome back to Minnesota Law Weekly, where James Stickey and I update you on important developments in the law in Minnesota. Today, we're talking about two things. One, standing for citizens' rights and the rule of law. And two, defending against government and business racism disguised as fraudulent equity. Wokeism, we'll call it. As many of you know, Upper Midwest Law Center defeated Governor Walz and Attorney General Ellison last year in a federal lawsuit to open up the churches against the unconstitutional COVID shutdowns. We forced a settlement with Ellison's office that says if Target is open, then the churches and other houses of worship must be open too. But our fight continues in that case on behalf of many small businesses which were illegally shut down, while Target, labor union offices, abortion clinics, and even bicycle shops were allowed to remain open. The fact is, everyone knows that when the government takes your property, whether for good or bad reasons, it has to pay for it. That's part of the Fifth Amendment to our Constitution. Businesses are property, so Governor Walz should have to pay for shutting them down and keeping some others open. We're fighting for exactly that in the federal appeals court right now. You've probably heard a lot lately after the Supreme Court's decision overturning the Roe versus Wade decision about violent leftist groups like Jane's Revenge, which are claiming that they will violently destroy pregnancy centers and pro-life organizations' property. In fact, they have already shattered the front entrance of Minnesota Concerned Citizens for Life and spray-painted their building with red graffiti. In Duluth, pro-abortion protesters assaulted a woman and her baby just because she took a wrong turn near their protest. We at Upper Midwest Law Center stand against violence against law-abiding citizens. We brought a case against an eco-terrorist who destroyed logging equipment just because the loggers were working near the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline renovation project that he opposed. We got a $100,000 judgment against him, and we are enforcing that judgment. In fact, when he refused to answer our questions about his assets, the judge issued a warrant, and he was put in jail until he agreed to answer them. We enforce the rights of businesses and individuals against this kind of violent destruction. And if the criminal justice system doesn't do enough, we will do more. Violence is simply not protest. If pro-abortion protesters want to destroy the property of law-abiding citizens, we will represent the citizens in court and get judgments against those laws. The Upper Midwest Law Center has also done more things. We've sued the Hennepin Healthcare System, we used to call it HCMC, for demoting a Filipino-American doctor simply because she voiced her opposition to the breakdown of law and order in Minneapolis after the death of George Floyd, and because she wouldn't personally go along with the woke agenda promoting segregation and race-based care priorities at HCMC. We also sued private businesses, Honeywell and a company called Anaplan, because they fired employees who objected to the company's CRT-based so-called training, which told white employees that they are privileged and that their privilege caused the death of George Floyd. You may have heard people say, isn't that just the newest fashion in anti-racism training? But I've taught minority history to high school teachers as a PhD member of a multiracial faculty team. I've been clubbed by police protesting segregated housing, and I've sat in against investments in apartheid South Africa. So I know legitimate anti-racism when I see it, and CRT isn't any such thing. It is pure racism in and of itself. Now, we are currently in the middle of a lawsuit discovery and getting more information about these racist policies at the company as we pursue the cases. And we will continue to pursue them until we get a change in policy. Finally, we are helping parents across the state against critical race theory and extremist gender indoctrination in schools by filing data requests. And when the school districts don't respond or the documents show unlawful propaganda, we have taken them to court, and we will continue to do so. We're about to file a lawsuit against Lakeville schools for letting Black Lives Matter posters dominate their hallways and classrooms, while refusing to let other voices, such as All Lives Matter, the essence of real equality, not fraudulent equity, have posters also in the schools. All we ask for is equality of different viewpoints if the schools promote any viewpoint, which is what the First Amendment requires of government entities such as the schools. They have refused in Lakeville, so we will take them to court, and we'll do it again with other school districts. That's it for this week on Minnesota Law Weekly. You can learn more about Upper Midwest Law Center's 35-plus cases by visiting our website, umlc.org. You can also make a confidential tax-deductible donation on that website or by sending a check to UMLC 8421 Wayzata Boulevard, Suite 300, Golden Valley, Minnesota 55426. Our clients pay no legal fees, so donations fund all of our legal work on behalf of Minnesotans in support of liberty and the rule of law. We have 35 cases, as I mentioned, including our SPAN victory over Minneapolis police defunding, but we can't do it without your help. Thank you, and see you again next week.